All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's post-race media availabilities. We have now been joined by this afternoon's race winner, William Byron, driver of the number 17 Hendrick Motorsport Chevrolet. William, can you kind of take us through those last couple restarts?
Sure. Sure. I think, really, once I sped, it was just playing catch-up from there on out, and we never were really on offense there till we got the new tires on with 20 to go. So was fortunate to get through that first restart where they crashed and kind of crashed on the bottom of one, and I was able to sneak by that. So that was good break. And then, that next restart was really the key. I felt like I was able to restart on the bottom and get to the middle and get a couple guys, and that's really what gave me a shot at the end, was restarting on the first two rows. So then the last one was just about trying to execute the launch, not, get Justin too squirrely. I knew he was going to spin some, so trying to let him collect that, and we got connected pretty well. And then, the outside lane was connected well also, so it just was about how the corner was going to go. So was able to get through one and two really good and get clear, and then it was kind of just sizing up where I needed to go in three and four.
We're going to go ahead and jump into questions. Please raise your hand. We're going to start in the front with Jordan and then go to John Newby in the back.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This win mean more than other wins in the Xfinity Series because of in front of your hometown fans?
Yeah, for sure. It means more for a couple reasons. I mean, I think winning in the 17 was important. I felt like that was, it just kind of had been a little bit of weight on my back, just not being able to win yet in it. I felt like some things had gone wrong in the races that we had chances to win. So that was cool. But yeah, the big one was winning here at Charlotte, just growing up really close by and just my family's home racetrack. So it was really special. And we've been to this racetrack a lot, sitting in the stands, and this is really where the dream came alive. So it just felt awesome to win here. I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself to run well at Charlotte and try to win, and to finally get one here was really cool. So hopefully that kind of takes some pressure off and can just go out there tomorrow and perform how we know how to.
For both tonight and tomorrow, do you have more family, more friends coming out than you normally would at a race weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have a lot of friends coming out, and I feel like it's probably a normal amount, maybe a little bit more this year. I feel like for some reason, probably just good weather and having a good season, so people want to come out. But I think I'm having a lot of people come out tomorrow, which I'm excited about, and just for me personally, just going to go back and think about what our car needs for tomorrow, and feel like we're in a good spot. So I'm excited for it. I know it's going to be even more adversity than today was. Hopefully no mistakes on my end like today. So that would be nice.
We'll go to John and then back up to Peter, please.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So you kind of touched on this a little bit already, but at one point did you really know, that you had a chance to win? Because talking to Justin Allgaier, he's, basically said that as more and more cautions popped up, he kind of started to see it slip away with just the tire advantage.
Yeah. I felt like as soon as we put new tires on, I thought I had a chance to win. I wish I was in where the 48 was. I think he came off. He was the first guy on new tires, maybe sixth, seventh. I was like, man, he's in a great spot. I was 11th, so I was like, I'm going to need some laps here to kind of click off to have a shot. But I think, I don't know if I ever, I felt like coming to the last restart, I definitely had a chance to win. And so then it was thinking about, okay, how do I execute this restart and try to get clean air. So that was what I was thinking about.
We're going to go to Steven and then right behind him.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. William, what was the crowd shouting at you on the front stretch afterwards?
I think they were saying climb the fence, but I couldn't tell until the pit crew came up. So, it was hard to focus on the interview for sure. They were yelling pretty loud, but I'm not athletic enough to climb the fence, and I have a race tomorrow. But it was really fun to celebrate with them. It was a good crowd today, and it was fun.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you, William.
Mm-hmm. We'll go behind him.
Trent Worsham, frontstretch.com. Racing the 600 tomorrow after you've done 300 miles today, is there any difference in the recovery to prepare for the 600 miles tomorrow? Is there anything changes in your routine or, you know, IVs or anything like that you do?
No, I mean, I think I've had a really good week. I was a little bit under the weather the last couple weeks, and this week I was able to get back kind of normal. So I feel really good. I've gotten, yeah, I mean, I think if anything, the Xfinity car feels like everything. You have to work a little bit harder because even though it's your seat and everything, you're not used to the way that car feels and kind of how you load into the seat and where your pedals are positioned and everything. So the Cup car felt like practice was super easy. Like it was just like, you know, I could talk on the radio. I felt comfortable. So if anything, it slows that car down a little bit. But those cars are a lot edgier than this car. So it takes a lot more attention, I feel like. So that's probably the biggest difference. But I think, you know, your Cup car, you work on all that stuff in the inside the car, you work on every week to get it just right. And, you know, that's what shows up at races like this.
We're going to go to Scotty. Scotty, can you raise your hand? And then I think we have a question in the press box.
Scotty Sprinkle, Race Face Digital. I'm curious, William. Elliott won this race last year. Larson's won a few times in the 17. Now you've won in it. What have you noticed at Hendrick, you know, especially this year, building the cars in-house and everything for Xfinity? What have you noticed with this program, everything from the shop to the racetrack? You know, where do you feel like everything's strong? Is there certain things that you feel like, you know, have led to being able to win so many races in the car, especially this year? What's some of the things that you've noticed with the team?
Yeah, these guys have done a really good job. You know, from where we started with this car, I would say actually the first year we started, we had a lot of the notes from JRM to use, and really not only the notes, but the car itself, you know, was kind of their car. And when we got out and doing our own thing, it gets really hard. So we worked through that, and I feel like these guys have done a great job, you know, with this program and bringing, you know, training new people, you know, all the way through the team, like introducing some new, but also having some staple pieces to keep the team, you know, executing at a high level. Adam's done an awesome job. I feel like his preparation and everything is Cup standard level. So, yeah, it's been really cool. This car was a lot of fun to drive today. It was, the first two stages were pretty cool, just being able to lead and learn some things. So, it was fun. I appreciate them letting me do it.
We're going to go up to the press box for a question. Go ahead, press box.
What's up, William? Shane Connick from the Charlotte Observer. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
So what does it mean to win here at Charlotte for you yourself and this track just growing up around it? What does it mean to get a win here at Charlotte?
It's very special. I think just like I was saying, I think that growing up and watching the races in the stands and then going through the sort of summer shootout and then coming back here for Xfinity, I always put a lot of pressure to run well here because I feel like it just has good energy around it, and I love being home and everything like that. So here in Darlington are definitely my favorite places, and this place has always been tough. So I feel like just learning the nuances of the track and trying to perfect those things, and then, you know, it definitely gives me confidence being able to win for the first time here.
And how much more does it mean now going into tomorrow? You got a good starting spot for the Coca-Cola 600. How motivating is it heading into the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, it's motivating. I think it's a little bit less pressure, I guess. You know, you can kind of just focus on, you know, having a good race. And, you know, we want to win badly on the Cup side. I feel like we've been really close this year. In a lot of instances, we haven't gotten the win. So just want to get back on track with that and just execute a full race.
We're going to go to Dustin and then to Lee.
Dustin, let me know, Jayski. William, you've obviously never swept a weekend before, so how do you feel about the car for tomorrow?
Well, I didn't run the truck, so. I feel really good about our car. I think it has a lot of potential. I just feel like, you know, the test here was different. Like, and everyone says that every time somebody tests Charlotte, this place is so temperature sensitive. My crew chief reminds me it's kind of built on landfill. So the ground moves a lot. So the bumps change. We were here 2 months ago testing, and 3 and 4 was, you know, was difficult, but it was a bit of a breeze compared to today. So, just a tricky racetrack. I mean, that's why I wanted to run this race. It's just a tough place, and it changes a lot. And with temperature, with the sun out or clouds, and so, yeah, it's going to be a challenge tomorrow. You know, it's going to be a really good race, I think, because of the challenge that it is. So I look forward to that.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFriends.com. You said that the win gave you confidence. I'm just curious, how dangerous is a confident William Byron?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's where you try to be all the time, right? You try to be confident. You try to just focus on the right things. And, you know, this has been a great week, like being able to, you know, get the contract done and not worry about that and be able to go to the racetrack and focus on winning is huge. So all I want to do is run for wins. And you know, it's just fun to be in great positions, to have opportunities. And I just want to go out there and do the best job.
William, do you have any ideas on where you're going to put that sweet slot machine?
I don't know. I think I'm kind of rearranging my house a little bit, so I think I'll probably put it right next to the jukebox that from the truck days. So looking forward to kind of outfitting that.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and congrats. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.